Welcome back to Hashtag First 60 Days. And in this little video, I'm going to be talking to you about Last Suppers and getting a really good start here at PNP. This is a video that I did probably, and it's one of our past openings, and it was so good that I wanted to share it with you. You're going to see something very common. Corinne often will shoot videos while she's on walks. She often doesn't look like this. You are going to have so many videos in PNP Tribe where I'm going to come to you raw, unedited, and ready to go. So never be shocked if you're in PNP and like you pull up the Facebook group and be like, oh my God, there's Corinne live. No, I don't always schedule them. The majority of the things that we do in PNP are going to be scheduled on your training calendar. So always know the training calendar has what I have decided, like, all right, here are the trainings we're going to do, the Q&As, the formal things we're going to do. I'm just going to tell you, sometimes I'm just like out walking and I've got an amazing idea and I just want to go live or I just want to shoot a video and you're going to get it. So you get a good mix of it all here at PNP. So enjoy this one. It's all about the Last Supper. I give you a couple of things on, are we going to purge our pantry or not? Like, what are you going to do about your pantry? We're going to bust up some of the old bullshit that we always do before we start a diet. Not this time. PNP is very different, and you're fixing to see why. Enjoy.
Number one, remember, we do not do the Last Supper around here. There is no need. There is, like, Monday, you are not, like, starting some kind of diet. On Monday, you are not doing something drastic. You're not having to overhaul your life on Monday. We're breaking the habit of doing that. So a lot of you are going to need to practice your very first urge, which is to eat the fucking house down tomorrow because you think you're going to be starting a big-ass diet on Monday that's going to, oh, but Monday's the day I'm going to change my life because now I signed up for PNP. Look, you're going to change your life. You did sign up for PNP, but your life's going to change because you quit doing that bullshit. That's why your life's going to change. So, a lot, like we talk, we're going to be talking a lot about in the next few weeks, tribe and all. We're not going to, and a lot of my elders, you guys are still fucking doing this bullshit. So, we got to cut this mess out. You know your thoughts are causing it. The babies, they don't know that yet. So I'm just telling them exactly what to do. So you get to take advantage of the few times the queen's just going to tell you exactly what to do rather than make you think some shit before you do it, right? All right. So the first, like, here's the first set of urges that newbies are going to have to work through. Urge number one is the Last Supper. A lot of people want to do that. Urge number two is take all your tempting foods out of your house and never have them around you because you lose control. That's urge number two. We're not doing that either, y'all. I'm going to tell you how to do an actual pantry purge in just a minute. Urge number three, to not watch your orientation. A lot of you are fucking in the Facebook group and you ain't even gone through your orientation yet. Go through orientation. You have to go through orientation. I think all the tribe should go through it again. If you're an elder, it will not hurt you. Now, if you already have the private member podcast downloaded, no, you don't need to do that lesson. But I talk in the orientation about commitment and why the no BS is important to us and all that kind of stuff. So this is the thing that I tell everyone. It's like, if you're on Facebook watching me and you haven't done a 24-hour plan, and you ain't done your orientation and that kind of stuff, leave. You don't need to be on this. You need to be doing that. That's where, when we talk about doing the work is not listening to me all the time. Doing the work is like, oh yeah, she said I was supposed to do the orientation. Oh yeah, she said I was supposed to write my 24-hour plan. That's called doing the work. When you don't want to. When you're going to sit around and hope to get inspired to do it. Look, you're not going to get inspired. You're going to have to just schedule to do it and then do it until you do it so much you're inspired to keep doing it. Okay? All right. So we're going to watch orientation and we are going to have zero Last Suppers. And this is really important on that Last Supper because Monday, your plan is supposed to be realistic. It is not supposed to be your wishful plan of all the bullshit you think the version of you who's lost 50 pounds is eating. It's supposed to be the version of you on Monday that can get through the day on her plan. no matter what that food is. We're practicing the skill of staying on our plan. We're practicing the skill of writing things down when we don't want to, assessing when we don't want to, getting used to the new tools. It's going to feel foreign. It's going to feel weird. It's going to feel like you ain't doing it right. It's going to feel like you're doing it wrong. It's going to feel like everybody in the world's got their shit together but you. All that will feel, it will come. That's just the normal part of the process. Your job is for it to be there and be like, oh yeah, this is that part she always says where I have to keep going. I think I really get it now. That's what it means to not be a quitter. It doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes. It means that I don't quit. And I'm going to tell you, you will not quit if you do not give in to the urge to beat yourself up over what you're doing. If you do something wrong, if you miss something, whatever it is, if you just agree, if I try to throw shade at myself, that shit has to stop. That's not what we're practicing now. Then I promise you, you're more willing to keep going. People who quit, they quit because they can't take the internal dialogue of what they tell themselves about what they did. They're never quitting over what they're doing or not doing. It's always about what they're thinking about what they're doing or not doing. So that's just like a pro tip. All right, so let's talk about the pantry and like throwing some shit out and all that kind of junk. Here's how I approach it. I love when I start something fresh. It's a good opportunity to, one, get rid of the stuff that it never fails to, like, or never ceases to fail me. I will go through my fridge. I will go through my pantry. There will be things dated from 2015. I'm like, I know that I have done this like several times. How is there always something like 4 years old in there? There always is. Somehow that guy gets in. So I get rid of, first of all, just the shit that doesn't need to be in there. Because when you're wanting to eat better and when you're wanting to take care of yourself, if you will make your pantry and your fridge inviting, guess what? You will invite yourself to it. You'll feel better about the choices. I'm just telling you, it's just a Jedi mind trick. The other thing that I do is I look at the stuff that I've slowly added, justifying it's okay to have it in the house and that kind of stuff, of things that I would never miss, but when I'm like tired or stressed or whatever, I'll nibble. It's not the stuff the boys want to have. It's not the stuff that I think I can't be around. It's like clearing the decks of like, all right, when I'm really tired on a Thursday night after doing calls all day Wednesday and working all day Thursday, do I want to have this in the house or not? Do I want to work through urges on this or not? Will I even miss it? And it's like, if it's a no, then just get rid of it. But if you're sitting there going, there's no way I could have this in the house, this is just going to tempt me, I'm out of control with it and stuff, I think that's the stuff you keep. And then the next time you overeat it, we work on this process and enjoying it. Like, I want you to go into it not thinking, like, most of you are going to be thinking you're nervous because, you know, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this and blah, blah, blah. I want you to just ask yourself, like, I just want to enjoy my time here at PNP. I want to enjoy learning it. I want to enjoy hearing it. I want to enjoy being a part of this tribe. Put your brain to work on that, and I swear to God, it'll make things so much easier for you. Do not sit there and think this is going to be some kind of like you're going to school and getting like, you know, lectured to all the time and stuff. That's not what we're about. You can enjoy your time here and you can enjoy weight loss. We all have. There's plenty of us that have done that.